So what are you supposed to be? It's GRD Sweekly.
Ah, the age-old question.
I think therefore I am, but what am I?
What are you? It's not what am I, it's what are you?
Exactly.
Yes.
The question
No, it's I know you are, but what am I?
That sounds more like it. We'll try to answer all these questions and more on tonight's episode of Soap. Hi, we're the fine folks from Geek Radio Daily. You know us, those folks from geekradiodaily.com. Yeah, this
is
Sweekly.
I was going to say, you're not going to ring the bell?
The first one didn't have the .com. That's the important thing. This is episode number
171.
In which this is not the Halloween episode. Okay, don't look at the title and think that. This is not the Halloween episode, but we've got to plan for Halloween. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what we're doing.
Spirit stores are now opening everywhere.
If you get inspired by something that we say on the show tonight, you know, you might.
We're not going to be Adam Sandler and be, you know, last minute costume guy. So talking about it, well, the people bringing it to you, that there's the Flintstress.
Under this garb, we're perfectly ordinary Americans.
Okay, sure. That's the Bruce.
If you reach for your gun, I'll snap your arm off and beat you to death with it.
What the hell does that have to do with
costumes? I like that.
Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Hey, where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
Well, maybe. Sometimes they have really good deals. Not all costumes are great. That's all I'm saying. But we'll get to that. Yeah. Hey, what have you been doing, geeky? What? Yo. There you go.
Yo. It's been pretty geeky. Well, TV shows that we watch are starting to come back. So, yay.
Yeah.
It's always exciting because you sort of miss your summer stuff. But then at the same time, you're like, all right. Yeah, it's fall. Except you notice they used to all come back on at once. And now it's like one is on and then the other one's on. And you're like.
Stagger starts.
Yes. And you're like, mm-hmm. Did I miss? You know, but no, I didn't. So, yeah. Anyway, Glee. We watched the second episode of Glee, Britney 2.0.
Yeah, I saw part of this and pretty much determined that I'm not going to watch this show anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm over it.
Well,
so
you know,
it.
it's different. I thought this one was stronger than the opening for the season. They're just sort of settled in.
That's not saying much.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It was a rough start. It's the show is changing what it is, so there are some growing pains. I love it enough that I'll stay with it a bit. But I do think this was a much more solid episode. Wow.
I got nothing. It's just, it's...
thoughts from Bruce.
It's gone to crap. It's really just gone to crap. I'm done with it.
Where the hell's Finn? He was in all the promos. They kept showing him in like promo stuff. I'm like, where the hell is Finn?
We're going to get him a couple episodes in, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
It'll be interesting to see. But yeah, so it's definitely not the same that it was.
Oh, are they going to pull the Smallville? Is he going to show up in uniform just as she's decided to finally go out with Clark?
Right.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Every show is Smallville in some way.
Basically.
Well, they did it for 10 years. God
you
knows,
take the
Smallville
good, you take
did
the
it.
Bad. You take them both, and there you have Smallville.
Yeah.
There it is.
So there's an episode of Glee where they become witches. Then,
Hey, everybody forgets.
What's the Halloween episode this year?
Everybody forgets all of a sudden.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Super Kiss.
Yeah, Super Kiss. Yeah,
absolutely. I see nothing wrong with that.
The DC special.
I see everything wrong with this. Go ahead.
We also watched The Office, another show that's, you know, sort of towards the end of its
this
run.
This is the last season
of The Office.
So we can set up the Shroot Farms spinoff.
Yeah. And it's different as well, but it still had that same sort of spirit to it. Like, just when you think, okay, this kind of is a weak episode, it's totally lost it, Dwight gets on a bike on the roof.
Yep. Yep.
And you don't think it's going to happen, but you look at his face.
We had
and
a circus today
that.
At the office. A copier did tricks on a line. There were Dwight and Jim impersonators.
Not bad for a dog food company.
Not bad at all.
So there were moments, flashes
of
brilliance.
So I will definitely stay with this through the end.
Yeah, we got to go ahead. If we finish Smallville, right? We're finishing The Office. But, you know, really interesting in this episode because, like, Jim's been, like, working there a long time. And I have a fridge magnet from season one that says, if this is ever my career, I will throw myself in front of a train. And then it's sort of becoming his career. But then we had sort of, that was a dressed in this episode, so it's sort of like I feel like this episode will be for the fans, you know, loving kind of
I believe that we're going to see Jim leave the show soon and just be in like a few episodes and come back for the finale.
Oh, I don't know. I think if Jim leaves the show,
well, Pam's got to stay and get things until they
move. There's too many people that have already left. I don't think we could have any more leavings.
Kind of like Laverne and Shirley, where Laverne and Shirley were not in the last four episodes.
I didn't know that.
Well, I had like the last, two seasons, there was no Shirley.
Yes.
You know, so that's even better. Then Laverne wasn't just Anne.
Laverne
on a brand new Anne.
dot dot dot.
I'm the ampersand. I'm the ampersand.
I had to see a dancing like stuffed ampersand.
Absolute little animated one for the intro. Yeah.
Excellent. We also watched Parks and Recreation. That's back on TV. Leslie Nope.
Solid show.
Good.
Very funny. Firing on all cylinders. Coming back.
Best cameo.
Yeah,
was, John McCain.
John McCain.
Yeah,
John
I saw McCain. That from the previews. Okay, and such, but yeah.
And Ron Swanson is offended that people do not appreciate what a real barbecue is. So,
I would like to go to one of his barbecues.
Yes.
I'd want to make sure that I ate first so I would know that, you know, so I wouldn't be starving the whole time. But I'd wait for his meat.
Wow.
Not like that.
Oh, my yes, it is.
God. Oh, my God.
Oh. Out of context.
Good night, folks.
That's it. Done.
What more do you need? What more do you need, indeed? So,
Good night, everybody.
Here we go. I knew I had it.
We also watch Top Chef Masters. They're down to the two, and that's
the
been
finale.
Pretty good.
The
yeah,
finale.
They had to teach kids how to cook a dish they didn't even get to cook to
the
make it to the finale.
The chefs did not get to touch the food at all.
Oh.
They had to instruct their two students how to do it.
Okay. Were they kids?
Yeah, like teenagers, like high school kids.
Yes. Oh, okay.
They're in like a special culinary program, but still, like, yeah.
So you have to completely use the power of communication,
right?
Good luck.
Which
with
is
that.
Really cool because over the course of the show, they've really sort of well rounded what a master chef should be. You should, you know, you have to know flavors, but you also have to have knife skills. You have to be able to do things like butchering and breaking.
And
you know,
you got to
like
be able to teach
everything.
A new
you have
kid.
To be able to you. That's how the you know the
you
true measure
sure
of a master.
Know it. Yeah, you have to make sure
exactly.
You know it.
So that's pretty cool. And let's see, we went to North Carolina over the weekend. That
we
was
did.
Pretty fun. So some birthday time with the family. We watched on TV. I know I'm jumping around a lot. Did you give Revolution a try?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of Revolution?
I'm whelmed.
Thank you. Yes.
I'm whelmed.
I'm officially underwhelmed by Revolution.
I think I
said it not to tape anymore. I think one episode is all I'm going to give it.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. I'm going to give it more than one. The pilot was... It had its strong points, but it was mostly...
Yes, the strong points were Sydney
family.
From Once Upon a Time. That was the strong point.
Yeah.
But we're family.
Yeah, this was every freaking cliche...
Yep.
Ever.
Ever.
Yes.
And, of course, it was, at the end, the twist. It's not a twist.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Okay.
And then the Taylor Lautner being in the military guy and like... And,
yeah, this is...
And then, but he's going to save her because he hasn't talked to her at all.
Yeah, I'm like,
but he's in love with her. He's madly in love with her.
So there was all these...
Schmuck.
There were all these dumb things. And then for your big twist, and sorry, folks, but I'm going to spoil the big twist.
Spoiler alert. You've either watched it or you're not going to.
Yeah. So the lady who has... the power that everyone is looking for has
yes.
a piece of the puzzle
mm-hmm.
who has been hiding out from the government, took a refugee in and was not smart enough
to
clean up the tracks.
I can actually believe that.
No.
I actually do believe that. I actually believe the fact that she just gave him up. It's like, hey,
Well, I believe that.
Yeah, that's... You ain't gonna look for him. You know,
I don't believe...
The greater good.
I don't believe there were that many cosmetics... still left in all the stores for 15
years. Yeah, there's a whole lot of lip gloss. 15 years of lip gloss.
Hey, well, use berries and whatever.
And you know that
not
dude
for lip gloss.
Loves
there's
that.
There's nothing natural about
you
lip gloss.
You know that dude loves that AC/DC t-shirt and wears mm-hmm. it all the time, and it should not look like they just took it out of a freaking package.
Right.
I expected to see a lot more of, we're starting to have to adjust. I didn't expect...
Yeah.
And if I thought that falling skies jump from plot point to plot point... fast Revolution was like, all right, we're gonna have the apocalypse in 2.4 seconds and then we're gonna skip ahead 15 years and give you none of that, and we'll flash back to it, you
oh
know?
Yeah,
kill off dad, set up that something happened to mom, and find the mysterious brother and learn that he is the friend of the overall villain. Jesus.
Yes. Oh, and of course you have the step girlfriend, the stepmom,
right.
Yes,
who's gonna be somewhere involved with this somewhere, because all of a sudden she had no problem killing somebody.
Yep. No, not at all.
Nope.
So, have this whiskey. Yeah, she was cold as a cucumber and that shit.
Yeah.
So we had the bad guy really was the one, you know.
And that girl
who
can't act.
No, not at all. She's got to be related to some producer.
Oh,
from the show.
Wow.
She has
oh
got
God.
To be. And
what,
she was a model.
You?
She's
yes.
like a Victoria's Secret model who somebody thought was pretty and was like, oh, here, come be on our TV show.
Which one was this?
The daughter.
The daughter?
Yes.
The Katniss Everdeen mm-hmm. of the show.
Yeah. Exactly.
Come on, dude. That's the only reason this should come. And yeah. Jon Favreau directed this. Did you see the names of the people involved in this?
Like, Steven Spielberg, Jon Favreau,
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
You, sir, are no Joss Whedon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because half the cast be dead.
Exactly. So.
Well, speaking of.
Hey, there's a nice segue. Uh-huh. Silly audience segue. Yes, we did.
I have to say that Billy Flynn was right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Was right.
Okay.
And I should have trusted him and gone to see The Cabin in the Woods in the movie theater.
Yes.
Because this is my new favorite movie of all time.
Yes.
Wow.
This movie, I mean, it's from a different perspective. The slasher genre, right? There have been a couple of movies that have sort of stepped out and either like fourth wall kind of looking
Scream.
At it, you know, starting with Scream.
This is a much, much smarter version.
Then you have like
version.
The mockumentary aspect with that Leslie Vernon
See, I think one. That this would make a great double feature.
Right. I was thinking about that as well.
Leslie Vernon
and
in
then,
this.
Mm-hmm. But then you have the whole like the cube. What was the one?
Cube?
Yeah.
It's called Cube.
The one with the cube.
Yeah.
Do you mean the one with the mask? Mask?
And saw. Where like...
With a saw?
Screw you guys.
The guy who raises all the hell. What movie was that?
Oh, that was the Hellraiser.
What about the one that took place at the end of October?
I'm not sure.
Halloween?
Yeah. Okay.
The one that was on the 13th of every month.
You were saying.
Go ahead.
Anyway, but it was like the best of all of those, but yet a completely reimagined, like, people say there are no new ideas in Hollywood. This was new.
Do you love horror movies, Bruce?
No, I don't.
Then you'll love this movie.
Right. Okay, okay.
And if I'll you love horror movies, you will also love this movie.
Yes.
Okay.
Because if you think horror movies are dumb, you will love this movie.
Okay.
If you don't them because they're scary, you'll still love this movie.
Okay. I'm good with this.
Because I still stand by the fact that it is a comedy that has some tense moments like a horror movie does. And then when you finally get to it all, you realize it's probably, after it's all said and done and you sit there 30 seconds into the credits, you're like, Jesus, this is probably one of the creepiest damn things I've ever seen.
If it hadn't been 11 o'clock at night when we finished watching it, I might have wanted to watch it again immediately.
Wow.
Yes.
But you should have said that. I wouldn't have taken it back to Redbox.
What, didn't want to give yourself nightmares.
It was really awesome. And some of the very best deaths in a movie of all time. Now, you know, I would have said
better
up
than
until
Sharktopus?
This. Better than yes. Samuel L. Jackson in Deep Blue Sea.
Snakes on a Plane?
Oh. Better than the boob girl from Snakes on a Plane. Better from all of that, right? Is there's two of them. There's, and it's not a spoiler alert because it's been out for a while or whatever, but spoiler alert. Uh-huh. It's Chris Hemsworth, you know.
Chris Hemsworth's
into
death
the Matrix wall.
Is a thing of beauty.
And the unicorn.
The unicorn. You might remember after Starfest when I say I saw this movie, I said one of the reasons I love this is because I saw something in a movie I've never seen before in a movie.
Yeah.
I still don't want to tell you what it is, but it involves a unicorn. It's that kind of movie.
Okay.
Okay.
So if anybody tries to get you to watch this movie,
do it.
Watch this
Just
movie
do
with
it.
Them. Take our
Just
word for it.
Flip and do it. And dude who was Barney, Topher from
The West
Dollhouse.
Wing? No. I was thinking of somebody else.
No, Bradley Whitford is in this movie.
Yes.
From
okay.
West Wing.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Who, I like him. He's a good asshole character.
Yes, he is... yes. Him and another gentleman pretty much steal the show.
Right.
They really do. They
and,
are fantastic.
Fred from Angel...
Yes.
Was in it,
Amy
too.
Amy Acker? Yes, Amy Acker is in this movie.
Cool. So, yeah, it was really...
Cool.
It's every horror movie you've ever seen in a way you've never seen it before. So, there you go. Yes.
Yeah, and you couldn't predict the ending.
The Cabin in the Woods. I don't remember what I gave it. I think I might have even given it a 9 or whatever. It is a 9.5 because not only is
That's
it great the first
something.
Time, it's better the second time.
Wow.
Because you know everything and you get to watch it from that different point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Excellent.
Moving on.
Yeah, and the only other thing that's been like a big part of my geeky week, let's see if I can get it to play.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm totally addicted to this crap.
I've
watched it like 20 times in a row. I pretty much have the dance memorized.
So we're watching Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep. I've seen it.
And she's like, what is this? And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I hadn't seen it.
How the hell did you...
Are you kidding me? How can you be on the internet and not seen that?
Even better. She's a part of this little podcast, right?
Yeah.
And this podcast has a Facebook page.
Mm.
And on said Facebook page, the Deadpool Gangnam Style
yes.
video,
uh-huh.
what was on said, which, and if you saw that and had no idea what it was, you would have went, what is this? Let me type in Gangnam and figure it out. Do tell.
Gangnam Style.
Explain.
I was just going to play it again, but then I realized it wasn't queued up. No, but it was okay. So I just happened to miss this meme. I'm usually like finger on the pulse of the meme. Uh-huh. I tell you, you know, I'm leading the edge pulse, of the trend, and I just I just didn't quite get this one. But this
you
is
can
my
get distracted waiting for meat. Yeah.
Yeah, ha 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 ha. But only a couple of people on my roller derby team had heard of it, so I was able. I played it on my phone, and we were all doing the dance on skates.
Yep.
Oh wow.
And hold on, let me toggle it away from my
screen. This is Psy. This is a South Korean pop star who's been around for like 10 years over in South Korea.
Yep.
And this is kind of his huge, super huge breakout hit. They did it on the Today Show.
In the nation.
They did it on the Today Show. They got the host out there. Yeah.
Thanks, YouTube.
Yeah, so it's way fun. And so that was cool. And Saturday Night Live had Jay Farrow doing Obama instead of Fred Armisen.
Yeah.
And that was
weird.
Interesting. His mannerisms were like kind of okay, but he wasn't really all that funny. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
he's still doing Portlandia, so he's busy.
I guess so. But he was Armisen's still on the show.
Yeah. Still.
Right, but so that was
weird.
Well,
he's not in as many sketches then, so I guess, I don't know, maybe that's why they were
doing it. So he can sleep more?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Comes to less rehearsals?
Well, I reserve the right to chime in later, but that has been my Geekiest Week.
McCable?
The Westworld episode of Doctor Who.
Nice.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that, of course.
Doctor Who was on? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, by the way. Yeah, the Westworld episode. Which, it was good. I liked it. You get to see the Doctor as... Time has progressed.
Yep.
The Doctor has started to change a little bit.
Have they said how much time between this and the last episode?
Because they kind of shot through it real quick.
Yeah, okay.
I'm so many years old now.
Okay.
You know.
True. I wasn't paying attention to that.
Yeah. They said it was kind of an offhand remark. So if you're paying attention, you kind of know it's been about like 200 years or something like that. It was close to it, I'm sure. How old was he before?
Come on.
Like 900 some odd years?
Come on. Yeah. I can't even think of all those numbers.
Yeah, we need an infographic.
Yeah, because the number has changed over time, the regeneration things. Let's not even get started on that.
But yeah,
we'll save that for this potential of the show.
The fact has been, he's kind of become less doctorish, more authoritative, maybe? I think that's
I love how they did this because, you know, wow, you know, trying to, well, I'm just going to save everybody by doing this. Again, we have to ask Doctor Who. It's another exploration of this theme because, you're awesome, or you could be the creepiest son of a bitch that's ever lived.
Or both at the same time.
And he's always needed a companion to kind of remind him of, you know, his humanity, for lack of a better word.
He was William Hartnell for a while,
And like... So it's so, you know, when Amy's like, no, this isn't how we work, you know, you need me. That was kind of interesting, you know.
And this is what, next episode's gonna be the last one of the season, and then they're breaking off for a couple months and they're coming back.
It's the fall season. We'll get the Christmas special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then next
and the
next
Children
year.
In Need special, and then, you know, like March of next year after.
Yeah. Four
After
episodes.
Game of Thrones or during Game of Thrones?
I don't know.
Don't remember.
Yeah, four episodes, then you can take a break.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah, seriously.
It's Doctor Who miniseries.
But it was a great story, and
it was fun to see him in a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
And that iconic kind of image where they're sort of squared off, you know, to do the okay saloon, you know.
Oh, good times. Good times. I liked it.
Big Brother ended for the season. Okay.
Okay,
I always forget that you watched that.
See, I keep forgetting. For that specific thing, when you say that, I need the drop from Holy Grail, and there was much rejoicing.
Yeah,
exactly. I so need that. Because there's like six people that watch this show, and it keeps getting renewed, and I don't understand this. Sorry.
So it's a decent show. It's probably one of the better ones. I also watched Survivor, the beginning of that, because there's obviously nothing else was on. But you said you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and the better you have.
Survivor?
No. Oh. Well, yes, because Blair from Survivor.
I would so watch Facts of Life Survivor.
Blair from Survivor is on the show.
Blair from Facts of Life is on Survivor.
Lisa Welchel is on Survivor.
Yes. No way.
Yes.
Okay.
She's on it this season. So she's one of the contestants.
Okay.
Don't know how long
random
she's gonna
tangent.
Last.
Do you remember when the Blair Witch Project came out and everyone had all these wonderful fake parody trailer things? There was the Blair Witch Project, in which the other girls from Eastland were trying to escape Blair Witch.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
So, because this could be as close to that as we get, because I could see her renouncing God and turning demonic and killing everyone.
Oh, that would make a great season.
I would, look, I will effing buy the DVDs if that happens, okay?
Hey, you know, listen, you've seen the show before. I mean, it's 25, this is the 25th season.
If they want to call it that, but it's only been on for 12 years.
They do two a year.
Yes.
So, yeah, 25.
We want to make it. Yeah, people.
Yeah.
People. No, but that guy who like came up with the idea is like,
giggling.
Laughing all the way to the bank.
Giggling as he does blow off a hooker's ass. Yes, indeed.
Neil Patrick Harris did this? Uh-huh. Wow, that's great.
Indeed.
Alphys is on as well. It's a good show. It's got its good signs. You have to start watching.
Does it suck?
I did not say doesn't suck.
It's good.
It's got its
kind
good
of Wolverine.
Signs. Yeah, it's better than Wolverine.
Oh, okay.
It's better than Wolverine. I mean, honestly, it's really got a good plot.
You know
going.
What it is? It's Whelm Plus. That's what it is.
No. It's about
Whelm Plus Plus.
Okay. Double Whelm.
Oh wait. Whelm Plus Plus Plus.
Ooh.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry that you weren't there with it. Sorry.
All right, another show that's not geeky, but I'm really enjoying is Hell on Wheels.
Okay,
this is a Western set just after the Civil War. The explanation,
excommunicated.
No, close. The exploration.
Ex-con.
No.
Exhumed.
Something. Close. It's the expansion.
Exterminate.
Expansion. Shut up. It's the expansion out to the West, and they're facing the Indian tribes now, and it's like, okay, this is a great show.
Cool.
You definitely catch up on it.
The closest we're going to get to Red Dead Redemption, the series.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
A friend of mine just finished watching Battlestar Galactica.
Ooh.
And she has...
Can't wait for Galactica 80?
No, but to have that moment, that like quintessential moment.
No, what's even worse is the whole like, I can't spoil this for you. Because 2 weeks ago, she was like, I just finished season 3. I'm starting season 4, the final season. I'm just like, you'll cry. You'll cry.
And the...
It's like when someone's reading a book that you've read and you want to be like, what part are you on? Oh, that part.
Okay, I'm like 3 episodes away from the... I was like, what? You'll cry. And she was talking about how Gata was such a dick. And it's like, oh.
Just wait.
Oh,
hey, stop itching.
And I didn't spoil anything for her. And I should get a damn cookie or something for not spoiling in any way, shape, or form for her.
Okay, but you know what you get?
Nothing.
Damn.
Absolutely nothing.
Just be careful. They got you fired once.
Yeah, it did. It's all right. You're the one that fired me.
They made me.
They made you. Robot Chicken. Catching up on the new season? Well, whole one episode. Plus.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
I guess it's not set to tape right now then. I thought it was.
That's weird.
Maybe it's on the DVR. I just didn't see it. Okay, I missed that.
Yeah, new episode. Really funny.
It's Robot Chicken.
Of course it is. And other than really just kicking my ass at work, that's pretty much geeky week.
Fantasticles. So
is that the Roman god of something cool?
Yeah, things that are awesome. So DirecTV.
Yep.
So
I just had a total like mental image of that.
Fantasticles.
He's got a toga and a boa.
And a goblet. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Anyway, yes.
Fantasticles.
So DirecTV called the other day, and they're like, hey, you know, you've been a customer for a long time.
Wait, hang on. Trademark. Fantastic.
Okay,
trademark.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So here's what we'd like to do. If you'll agree to be a customer for another 12 months, and where the hell am I going?
Pretty much.
And they still haven't brought the cable out here. You might have noticed that, Bruce.
Yeah, really.
So here's what we'll do.
Uh-huh.
If you upgrade to the next highest package, which they no longer call Total Choice Ultimates. They're changing the name of them now.
Yeah.
We'll give that to you for half the, it's not the $10 more, it's the $5 more.
Okay.
But we'll give you Star, Cinemax, Encore, all this shit free for 3 months.
Okay.
Which I've now put on my calendar on my phone to remind me to cancel.
Uh-huh, good call.
And Sunday ticket free this season.
Oh.
So it's like,
The team that we prefer to watch most of is local, we get the Skins games, but we don't get all the Ravens games, which I also like, and just to be able to have it and watch like any of the other games that you want, you know?
And how are the Redskins doing this season? I mean, they lost last week, but it was not a crappy loss.
I know. We had some key injuries on defense, so if we can get some guys stepping up and really making plays on the defense, we'll be fine.
Key injuries and losses on offense too.
Yeah.
Chris Cooley just gone.
All right. much like a vampire to sunlight. No, wait, that doesn't work anymore. Much like a goth to a shower. There are fanboys cringing, going, "Oh, they're talking sports! Oh my god!" So,
so let's go talk about more geeky.
There's the thing called Outside. You should try it once in a while.
Yeah, that's good times. No. So we've watched the first two seasons of The Guild.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I save you stuff on purpose.
Thank you. Because it is on Netflix, and it freaked me out at first because it's like, you know, it's like there's five episodes, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe this is like The Whitest Kids You Know where they just don't have all of the seasons. Oh, no, duh. They have it broke out like each episode is the entire collection of the series.
Like an hour.
So it's like an hour, 15 minutes at a time. So, but yeah, so we've got through the first two seasons of that. So now that you've caught up with the rest of the cool kids.
Yeah, well, you know, I've never been the biggest fan of Felicia Day. I always felt that she was kind of overrated as like the geeky girl.
Blasphemy.
No, but I mean, yeah. But I think what makes her special is that she is authentically really geeky. And I guess maybe just like time with just her face on the webcam. I mean, she definitely is really cute. Yep. So I think that I'm okay. I think she's growing on me.
Okay.
And the show is really funny and awkward. Like all kind of good shows are, you sort of cringe a little at the things that people do and say. But it's just,
you think you just made me
burn 72 cents of tater tots.
Do you think if Nathan Fillion and Felicia Day had a love child, that child could take over the world, the geek world?
That or be like the anti-geek.
It's very possible.
You know, okay. So you gotta be careful what you wish for. So since we have these new movie channels, and since I was doing quite a bit of work on our last episode, shall we say.
Sorry
about
that.
We'll talk about more later. Mm-hmm. Background noise. Well, oh, look. Oh, my God. They're halfway through Jaws. It's right where Alex Kintner's about to bite it. There's no way I'm going to miss the rest of this. So Jaws.
Pardon the pun.
Oh, but Jesus Christ. Look at there. Look what they're doing. They're showing Jaws 2, 3, and The Revenge all back to back. Now, for those of you who were at Dragon Con and heard us talk about it, I just watched Jaws, Jaws 2, and Jaws 3. Well, watched them again in the background while doing stuff, and then taped for, and we watched Jaws the Revenge.
Right.
So,
which I had never seen. We didn't do that as part of our Shark Week a couple of weeks ago that we
no,
did.
No, we did not.
And, wow, this time it's personal.
This time it's personal.
It's personal.
That was quite possibly the worst movie that I've ever seen. I don't know. Maybe I'd probably. I don't know.
Jaws
Thanos,
4, the paycheck.
Hands of Fate, I don't know. But it was, yeah, it was terrible. They couldn't even get Roy Schneider to do it.
Yeah, Roy Schneider.
Hell no.
Said no. He passed on dying at the beginning of the
Michael
movie.
Michael Caine is Hoagie.
And again, for those
Mario
of you,
Van Peebles with the dreadlocks.
Yeah. Such a good actor stuck in that little. And the last Starfighter is Michael Brody. Okay, good times. This is famous. People should remember this, that Michael Caine, who won an Oscar for Hannah and Her Sisters, accepted his Oscar via satellite from the beach house he bought while on location for Jaws the Revenge. You know the scene in which he has to hop back into the plane because the shark sinks the plane? Because a helicopter, they've already done that. They did that in 2.
Oh, okay. Well.
And then he of course, in a scene that was far too hideous, too expensive to film, he gets away from the shark and climbs onto the boat with wet hair and completely dry clothes. That man is some form of God. That's all I got to tell you.
There. Yeah, it was crazy.
It's not a good movie.
It's not crazy. It's crap! It's
now,
crap!
I'm going to spoil the end of Jaws the Revenge for you guys. When Ellen Brody, having flashbacks of Roy Scheider, rams the boat into the shark courtesy of a rigged up little electrical impulse system that was put into the shark and that they can send electrical impulse, which freaks the shark out and it growls and leaps out of the water for a moment. Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, the shark growled.
Hold on.
No, I haven't got what? It hasn't gotten
okay,
dumb
okay,
yet.
Oh, wait. Okay.
So the boat goes into the shark, which then proceeds to explode for no reason at all. And the reason is, the producers are like, well, that's just ramming the boat into the shark and it's impaled and dies. That's not exciting enough. We need an explosion. And they very cheaply filmed this. And I know this. So I paused it and I went back frame by frame and tell the world what I showed you.
If you pause it at exactly the right moment, you can see that it's actually a miniature. It's like a little toy, like a little plastic, and not even a shark. It's like a dolphin. Like one of those little ones you get in like a kid's meal. It is horrible.
Oh,
and you see it just, yeah. And it looks, and then when it splinters, you can see they stabbed it with like a toothpick. It is terrible.
And because when you watch it at regular speed, mm-hmm. they have the close-up of the shark getting ran by the boat, and they cut to this for just like the briefest of moments, so your brain kind of implies that's what's there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's horrible. It's not a good movie at all, is basically what I'm saying.
I think we,
So, you know, it is a good movie, to this day, and was on one of these random channels as well. RoboCop.
Yes.
Hells yeah.
Can't go up steps or down steps.
The Ed 209? Come on. Come on.
Kidding.
They borrowed that for, okay. Which really, really, really makes me wonder what the hell's going on with this weird new RoboCop suit that we've been seeing.
The Batman suit?
The Batman armor or Power Ranger villain thing. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. If you add some blue neon to it, he could be the new Automan. I'm just saying.
Oh, wow. Obscure references for 200, Alex.
Thank you. What is the Mayflower? All right. Somebody right now in the audience has got that. All right. So, yeah, that still holds up
one
well.
One person, but yes.
That's fine. The Blues Brothers was also on. So, dear God. Yes. So, just good times indeed. Carrie Fisher's in the Blues Brothers. So, there's your geek connection, all right? There it is. There it is right there.
The Blues Brothers geeky.
I would say so. Cab Calloway. Thank you. Okay, I got like two more episodes into the Avengers. I'm getting close to getting to the end of the season, so I'll have a nice wrap up for that. I kept checking every damn day because GameStop had the thing where you could upgrade and get your 3DS, get the bigger one, and they would give you a free game. You had two choices, Steel Diver that nobody wanted and Pilot Wings.
Okay.
They were sold out of Pilot Wings at the time. I never opened my copy of Steel Diver because you had till the 19th, and I checked every damn day, and the GameStop's near me never got one back in. So today I finally broke the plastic on Steel Diver and played it. This was a launch title for the Nintendo 3DS, and it cost $40. It is not worth that. Mm-hmm. As a free game for the system, it's a damn fine purchase.
Okay.
I would even say that for $20, you should probably pick it up, but yes.
It's kind of like way more fun than it should be.
Yes, it is.
You're trying to drive a submarine, so every time you make an adjustment, it does like a major, like, it's like really hard to get it to move because it's a submarine. It's pretty fun.
And, well, see, here's the thing. You know how it has like the digital pad and the analog stick and the buttons? You don't use any of those. This game, you control the sub completely by the touchscreen because you have a control for vertical and depth, diving, for speed, for torpedoes, for your little bubble shield to try to throw off the torpedoes, to center it real quick. It's all right there, and you have to do it that way. So it's like the old sub simulations on PC that we played back in the day, like Run Silent, Run Deep.
Oh, wow.
Good shit. I mean, it's actually kind of interesting to navigate around and get around and shoot torpedoes at things that are trying to kill you. And to almost ram your damn sub on the bottom of the ocean and pull up at the last second.
Right. I did. Like you could just almost hear the metal scrape.
There is just a mini game you can play, or between the missions they give you this mini game, where you get the periscope, which is you holding and turning around to find ships to fire torpedoes at.
That's cool.
Which is kind of cool.
That's fun.
So there is that. So, other than stupid things going on in my career that I do not really want to talk about in the slightest, I'm going to say, that's been my geeky week.
From Alderaan to Krypton, from Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor, from their lips to your basement, to your underground lair, it's GRD News.
Okay, Bruce wants me to say something because
I have something for GRD News.
Oh, okay.
Okay. As of right now, when we are at Mysticon, when we are at Mysticon in February, our guest for the show is going to be Larry Elmore.
Nice.
Yay. Nice.
Yeah.
Your drinking buddy, Larry Elmore. Buddy.
Yeah. I saw that. I was like, oh, it's Billy's drinking buddy.
We ran into
him
at Dragon Con. Shocker. I don't remember if we mentioned it in the show, but yeah, we always see him. I love Larry Elmore.
Indeed. Good times.
He's going to be our drinking buddy / guest of the show.
That's planning ahead.
Thank
I
you.
Like it.
Thank you.
I like it.
Good time. Speaking of planning ahead, the pub crawl is...
You pointed at me.
I sure did.
Of not having planned ahead.
I sure did.
It's the very first, the 3rd of November.
Remember
the 3rd of November.
Exactly. That's how we'll do that. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I guess I should make a Facebook event.
Yes, you absolutely should.
Probably
because
should,
we're going to...
What's Facebook?
We're going to meet approximately when at Chennai?
8 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what we did last year?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Then that's what we're going to do. So anyone that's going to be around, by all means, come on down. It'll be a fantastic time.
Like way fun. It's like a convention all condensed into one night.
Yes.
With no panels.
With no panels.
And all drinking.
So we just talk the bullshit. It's like we're always walking to a panel, except when we get there, they give us drinks.
And you don't have to wait in line.
Maybe at the bar a little bit. I haven't looked up. I got to see what Fallout's doing that night so we can plan appropriately.
They don't have that far in advance yet.
Bummer. Bummer, because
as soon as they do, I'll let you know.
They've been good to us in the last couple of years. Oh, they've had really good events for us to go along with. Yeah. There, so that's nice.
As soon as I find out, and they usually post about a month in advance, so I'll find out. I'll let you know.
So hey, kids, episode 170. Yeah. So mark it on your calendars. There was post.
Yes, there was post.
There was post because there was a problem with the sound card that was not immediately recognizable because all of our levels looked fine until you realized that something wasn't recording. And that would have been, the computer itself, where all the jobs come from, was not actually recording. And only one microphone was working, as it turns out, which is why I sound better than everybody else. Sorry about that. And for some strange reason, Bruce, you got hurt the worst from all of this.
Like, okay.
I have no idea. I guess because she can talk loud for some strange reason.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, need a levelator for that one. Thank you so very much.
I tried to sit back.
Go outside and do that next time.
Okay, so there's that. So yeah, so kids, yeah, there was post. And I hope that doesn't, you know, end the world for you because of our big promise. But you know, like most promises, they've never really been true in the first place.
It's not really a rule; it's more of a suggestion.
It's a guideline, really.
It's a guideline, really.
So there's that.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news.
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So what is it the television's been missing?
Rabbit ears.
Yeah, for a while now.
Lost.
Well, funny you should say that. Carlton Cuse, who was a co-showrunner, such weird terminologies, is helping bring a show to FX. You know the network that's given us such interesting things as, oh, screw it, American Horror Story?
Yeah.
Well, they're helping Billy the Bull, Guillermo del Toro himself, bring his vampire novel trilogy, The Strain, to FX as a series.
Uh-huh.
I don't have to say anything else. It's from Billy the Bull, and it's going to be on TV. And if you know how wonderful they did with American Horror Story, they can pretty much do some justice.
Do they have to sort of like de-violentize it for TV?
They didn't for American Horror Story.
I guess if it's like on a certain channel at a certain time of night, it's okay.
They didn't sex it down any either.
No.
I mean, there was no nudity and everything, but they didn't leave a lot to the imagination.
There's full backle nudity.
Stockings.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots of stockings. So Carlton Cuse is helping with that. FX has ordered a pilot. It's going to be co-written, directed, and executive produced by Billy the Bull himself. So hands-on, this should be some outstanding shit. Fingers crossed. Going.
Okay. Well, in science news, there's been a major breakthrough in the study of malaria, and they may have actually isolated a protein, an enzyme, that in the, the parasite that contributes to malaria and gets inside of mosquitoes, and basically it's like there's a particular enzyme that allows them to be able to burrow through and get through into the mosquitoes to infect them, which then turn around and bite humans, and that's how malaria works. You know, science. But they may have been able to isolate the enzyme and actually remove it without harm. Remove the enzyme, and it's kind of complicated. I'm not doing a very good job.
It would take a scientist to explain it.
But it's a really interesting article, and you should look in it. And I was just really excited by it because, you know, I mean, it's a crippling disease, and we've made a lot of advances in medical science, but this could be kind of another big one coming down the pipe, and we should be celebrating what these scientists are doing.
Indeed, and as often as you get malaria, this will really help you out.
Yeah, this is true.
Well, some people do.
Some people do, indeed.
Marvel, Legos is just really, really cool, but they're actually so cool that they've actually spent a little spoiler problem out there
now.
What? Yes.
They put something in there from Avengers 2?
No. More of Man of Steel and Iron Man 3. They've produced the toys for these two movies coming up.
That happens sometimes.
Yeah, but the problem is the movies haven't come out, and not everybody is aware of everything that's going to happen in these movies, such as,
this might be a spoiler, I guess. Here's a news story about how they spoiled things for you, and I'm not going to warn you.
Yes.
Film now.
Yes. Spoiler time. Iron Man 3, you pretty much know it's the Extremis,
Mandarin,
all that fun stuff. They've got the sets out. They've got the pictures.
Right.
And with Smallville and the Metropolis battle sets and possibly the Black Zero escape.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, they made a Black Zero Lego set?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Superman. It's called, Superman Black Zero Escape. Now, Black Zero, for those of you who do not know, is the villain who actually basically blew up Krypton.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wow.
And it's a possibility he's in the movie.
Okay, so he trains Zod, I suppose.
Possibly. I don't know.
As long as they kneel, it's just going to be fantastic. That's going to be the news for there, kids. If you want to keep up with more, stop by Facebook, the forums, Twitter, all those fun things. You'll find out about McG's CW Alice in Wonderland. You'll learn about the Star Wars fan anime. Oh, yeah, and Peter Jackson wants to direct an episode of Doctor Who. For the love of God, let him.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Indeed.
If the man wants to direct, you say yes!
I was working on mapping some Eddie documents and was pondering old shows I miss, and it suddenly dawned on me, and I think you might have mentioned this in your past, i.e. for The Dark Knight, that Batman, well, is the mayor of Gotham City, and that's pretty awesome.
It is.
And I hope that Mr. Nolan did that on purpose. That's from T. Golden. So, thank you. Thank you for checking in. I'd like to think so, because...
You know, that would be just... That's just cool.
It would be, you know, yeah. It's like, hey, come on, you know you got to do this. Come on.
Come on.
Dear guys, I have to agree with you that on how fast the lines were for registration at Dragon Con. My cousin paid cash and was glad it went fast also. Wow, that's out of context too, huh? I can't believe that you're having trouble with your audio for the con. Notice that wasn't in the news. I was hoping to hear it. My cousin and I may try to get a room and the pass for next year. I think a lot of people want to go mainly for just that, you know, the Saturday day, because that's when all the action happens. That's from Jonathan. Not all the action happens on Saturday.
Nope.
All these big people who are there with panels have panels pretty much every other day.
Right.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That is a misconception.
Stan Lee, everybody has panels on more than one day.
They only do a Saturday pass because if you think about it, like you could travel from not as far away or whatever. There's still plenty to do on Friday and Sunday.
And Monday. And, yeah, Monday, too.
So I'm not inviting all of you that were there on Saturday to be there the entire time. But for a good chunk of you,
just
if you spread your stuff out, you know, it'll work so much better. Because someone's going to punch some of you people next year. It's not going to be me, but...
Might be me.
Might be, because, you know, walking through...
It was way too crowded.
No. I'm not standing in line for anything. No, dumbasses. This is the line to get in. I know this is your first time here, but just get in the freaking line and wait like everybody else.
Yes, I'm not waiting in line. Well, guess what? You're not getting in.
I want to go here. The Torchwood panel is down the stairs. Yeah. Down the stairs
down
for John
Berriman.
All right. And Ryan has called us.
Hey, GRD, it's Ryan. I'm watching Glee. I'm 19 minutes in, and I've decided that Brittany is completely hideous. She's not in her Cheerios outfit. I mean, earlier she had Oreo all over her face for a whole scene. Oh, we got to get her back in the uniform. Anyway, catch you guys later.
Now,
ouch, Ryan.
I don't think you're being fair, sir. She was not feeling well, so she was not at her best, but I guarantee you this. I noticed that she had Oreos all over her face, and I thought, you know, I can help you with that.
Yeah. So, there's other things I've seen her in, and she looks good in those too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she was purposefully trying to make herself look bad.
Oh, yeah.
As she was mimicking Britney's train wreck spiral.
Uh huh. With the umbrella and all.
I'm glad they didn't let her shave her head.
Yeah.
Umbrella and all. Yeah. I know. I was like, no, hold on.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to do some Persis Kambada cosplaying, I don't think you should be shaving your head.
No.
Thank you for the three people that got that
one. The three people, and we're not any of them.
The three people that got that one, sir, they loved that one. In fact, they loved it so damn much.
It made me geek myself.
Is what they said. So you can just go to hell. If you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's Podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinchers, all at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can also send voicemails to
510-GRD-CREW.
I'm sorry, what is that now?
510-GRD-CREW.
One last time.
510-GRD-CREW.
Now let's see if this is the right button.
You don't look good. I don't.
Good, because I never got a note about
it. I can't
it.
Yeah. Compete with you physically.
It's like I've lost
You're
track of what's going
strong.
On.
You're silky boy.
Don't overlook my butt. I work out all the time. And reaping burns a lot of calories.
It's the GRD
it
crew. It's all the geek without the weight.
What?
So, many studies have gone and said that exercise can help you with emotions and depression and anxiety. Well, the most recent study that's come out is from the Department of Kinesiology at the University of Maryland School of Public Health and says that even 30 minutes of moderate level activity is better than 30 minutes of rest when you're dealing with anxiety.
Okay.
They had participants that did 30 minutes of sitting down, 30 minutes of bicycling, and they showed them a series of pictures. Some pictures were aggravating, some were calming, and some were just completely neutral. Aggravating pictures such as violent acts, calming pictures as puppies and babies, and then pictures of chairs.
Okay.
Because that was the neutral.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. And they did a, you know, before they did the activity, after they did the activity, and then later on. The people who were aggravated and people who, you know, they did all the aggravation studies, right afterwards, both the people who did no activity and the people who did activity had the same anxiety levels. However, later on, 30 minutes later, the people who did no activity, their anxiety levels went back up before okay. the like they were before the rest.
I'm freaking out, man.
Yeah, the people who were exercising, their anxiety levels were still as low. So for people out there who get a little anxious and don't like, you know, it's a little stressful of a day, you know what? 30 minutes of moderate level activity will help you right out.
Well, there you go. Well, there's a, you know, that's one to grow on, I suppose, as the kids would say.
And learning is half the battle.
Oh, fighting's the other half, the T-shirt true. Taught me.
Yeah.
So there's that. So, you know, you should come by the forums at geekradiodaily.com. We've got an entire Fit Club section there. You can talk about what you do to help lower your anxiety, huh? The hell was that?
Angry.
Alrighty then. So
that's what I do.
Right into the freaking ground. So I tell you what, we're going to talk Halloween costumes and stuff coming right back up. So join us in just a bit. Thanks for being here.
Do you like movies? Well, let me make you an offer that you can't refuse. Have you ever found yourself standing at the local Cineplex with that smell of freshly buttered popcorn wafting through your nostrils, wondering if that new Hugh Jackman movie is really worth your time? Or have you ever lamented about that time you spent scouring the vast expanse of the internet for movie and DVD release dates when, let's be honest, you'd rather be leveling up your Troll Hunter, working on the great American novel, or even watching kitten videos? Oh yes, I said kitten videos. I will do the work for you. All I ask is 15 to 30 minutes of your time every Tuesday. My name is Michael Faulkner, and every Tuesday is showtime at the weekly Podioplex, your audio guide to what's new at the box office, how the top 10 fared over the weekend, and what's coming to your home theater on DVD and Blu-ray. You can find the weekly Podioplex on the Chronic Rift Network at www.chronicrift.com, along with a plethora of other podcasts that explore the culture in pop culture. The weekly Podioplex, brought to you by the Chronic Rift. Thanks for listening. We'll see you at the theater.
That's a wrap!
Hi, this is Christy Swanson, the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Okay, let's make this quick. I can't stand these douche-infested Halloween parties. Just get in and get out.
Happy Halloween!
Holy shit.
Hi, I'm Will, and Chris's friend.
Oh, well, I'm Raggedy Andy, and this is my better half.
Raggedy Andy!
Why does every couple feel like they have to dress up like matching ass clowns?
Go have fun!
Rah! Did I get you?
No, you didn't get me. Scare fail. Who are these colorful characters?
After I have sex with you, I'm gonna rip your head off.
I'm looking for a gorilla juice head.
A lot of grenades here. We're gonna bang.
God, I gotta get out of here before I catch a venereal disease.
Have you seen Chris?
Oh, hey, isn't that the guy you smushed last night, Snooks?
Yeah, he got it in.
For real, Snooks? Situation Nation!
If this guy says situation one more time, I'm gonna fist bump his face. Thank God Gaga's not wearing her carne asada hat. Is that Justin Bieber or Katie Lang? Tough call. It looks like Tiger's got a new caddy. And I'm not talking about you, cigar guy.
I rescued him and his 32 brothers with my penis.
Not interesting.
Hey, I'm just happy to be here.
That makes one of us.
Wow. And welcome back to GRD's weekly episode.
171.
Indeed. Indeed it is. And yeah, it's not the Halloween episode. But no. We've got it planned because Halloween's coming up, and you don't want to be
the last minute guy,
or the you don't want to be many of the bad people at Halloween.
Oh yes,
how's that for a segue? Costumes.
Yeah, and we've actually got a couple of parties that are earlier in the sometimes the whole month of Halloween, January, February, March, Halloween.
Halloween, yeah, it's Christmas month, Halloween month, Thanksgiving month, yeah.
It ends up being over the course of multiple weekends.
Yeah.
So if you're going to have something good, or if you're going to get an idea, if you're going to sew something or paint it and it's got to dry and you want to do multiple steps, then you got to get started working on it now.
And if you have a job, you know, you can't really do it all at one time.
Right. I think, you know, to start off kind of thinking of this time of year, Dragon Con is an inspiration having just happened, right? This is the perfect time, kind of sandwiched between Dragon Con and Halloween, to go, okay, I saw something cool there, but none of my local friends were at Dragon Con, so I can rip off one of their ideas. And then everyone's going to be like, wow, that looks so awesome.
It's not ripping off. It's recycling.
Yes, yes.
Reimagining.
Reimagining, yes. It's a reboot.
Nice. Oh, goodness.
Hypothetical fist bump. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Cosplay. If you're not familiar with it, it's basically costuming every day of the year or whatever you want to.
Yep.
And it's taking time out to pay homage to your favorite characters or the ones you just really, really look like.
It's to forget your life and be someone else for a while.
Exactly.
How's that? There we go.
Now, something we've talked about before, and it bears repeating because not everybody's heard this. Cosplay does not equal consent.
What do you mean by that, Bruce?
Because there is... because,
wow. Yeah. Wow.
No, you just want to stop.
I'm a Dragon...
Hello, paging sarcasm girl. Paging sarcasm girl quickly to stage two.
At Dragon Con, on the Dragon Con Facebook page, there has been problems with a certain individual who was at the Marvel shoot, the huge Marvel shoot. He pretended to be the Blob, which meant he had a open flannel shirt and yeah. slacks on. You know who I'm talking about. You see
yes,
the picture?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, apparently he not only disrupted the photo shoot, he also accosted women all weekend long with picking a few of them up, destroying their costumes.
What?
He actually picked one up and ripped the back of her costume.
See, it took me a moment to realize when you're like picked one up and I'm like, this guy picked women up? Oh, you mean yeah. picked women up.
Physically lifted them off of the ground.
Yes. You know, any place you go, you're going to have that one douchebag. If you are or you know this individual, go to the Dragon Con Facebook page and take a look at him and let Dragon Con security know that they can ban this individual from breathing.
Exactly. And so you know your friends, and at a Halloween party, if you've got a friend that's like this, it's going to be going, make sure he yeah.
doesn't go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, because, that'd I mean, be Halloween, you can sort of say what you will about women's equal rights and liberation and lots of these different kinds
yes.
of things, right? And I've seen a lot of really cool, clever, creative
there are.
Female mm-hmm. Halloween costumes,
yes.
some of which are sexy, some of which are not sexy. But, it is also kind of a fun opportunity when you're pretending to be something that you're not and you're taking on this persona.
Uh-huh.
You're often going to kind of let inhibitions go to a certain extent.
Yes.
So, Halloween costumes, everybody enjoys
let's just
female
say like
Halloween
this.
Costumes.
If you want to be dressed slutty, you can dress slutty. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with it.
But so if you're at the parties and everything, you just establish your boundaries if it's your friends and stuff
mm-hmm.
that you know.
Yeah.
However, if I can take everyone's attention back just a few years to Leanne Mabry's wonderful Tag in the Seam, and her discussion of why most women's Halloween costumes have to be overtly sexy for no particular reason, I'd like to ask any woman out there, why in God's name would you pick up the sexy stud finder outfit? You know the one I'm talking about?
No, that one is some of them are terrible.
Some of them are terrible. And if you're wearing the terrible, terrible ones, I'm just asking, why would you do that? Why would you get the sexy
a lot
ninja
of them
turtle?
That are sexy, but that are also cute, you know, and they're
yeah.
not, you know, they're clever or they're fun. They just also happen to be sexy. But then there's some of them that's basically like a plastic wrap around. I mean, yeah. it's like nothing.
Mind
well,
you,
I was about to say, I have no problem with.
I am a boy. I will play with plastic toys. Thank you very much.
Now, if it was bubble wrap,
oh, even better.
So we're saying
you're
go
not
with and
pop.
Have fun, but don't think that you get to have more fun than just don't
then
be
you're
an
allowed.
Ass.
Yeah.
All right, don't be an ass. Okay, it's supposed to be fun.
All right,
yeah,
so
fun
soapbox.
For everybody.
What are our predictions for this Halloween? What do we think we're going to see a lot of?
Okay, what's the greatest movies out this year?
You think everybody gets their inspiration from the movies?
Most people do. Now, not everybody on my list from the movies.
Well, halt before you do that. Before you do that,
I want to show you something. Go ahead.
Here's a fun game that everyone can play. I don't know that you want to call this bingo, but maybe this is your Halloween party bingo. Because mm-hmm. I have 13, and I'm sure there's more. If you can think of more, let's make a whole game out of it. You will absolutely see the following 13 costumes at any Halloween party you go to.
Okay.
You're going to see the annoying couple costume. Raggedy Ann and Andy, you're going to see some version of that.
The couple.
The plug and the outlet.
Yes.
You're going to see some annoying, stupid.
Oh, yeah, of course you are.
You're going to see the scary face mask guy. You know, the guy with
that
the big latex
that has no other
mask.
Kind of costume,
yeah,
just the
scary
mask.
Just the
scary
latex mask. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You're going to see Jersey Shore people. Because it's still freaking old. Because someone's going to be doing Snooki and her baby this time.
Yeah,
is
probably.
What's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see pop stars. You always see pop stars.
Everybody
so
wants to be that. Yeah.
Got to do Lady Gaga.
Gaga, Katy Perry, Justin Bieber.
You're going to see people from ads.
Yeah,
Flo,
the flow. Yeah,
you're gonna see flow. Mm-hmm. You're probably still gonna see. I'm just saying, it's
Energizer
possible.
Bunny, maybe.
You got me. I got a drink.
Indeed, any topical news story.
Yes.
There's going to be something from topical news stories, mm-hmm. because I will never forget the Halloween party I went to and saw someone walking around with a noose around their neck with the name, hello, my name is Chad. And when was that? Oh, right after the...
Hanging Chad.
Absolutely.
Those of you from not the year 2000.
There is clever, and then there's a little too clever.
Which also brings up the play on word costume.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There will definitely be one of those at our party, for sure.
There will definitely be. There will be brooding vampires.
Yes.
Obviously, there's going to be a sexy chick.
Obviously.
Some internet meme is going to be...
Some of those are really good.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Dramatic triple.
A shirtless guy. Because right. whatever his costume is, it just requires him to not have a shirt.
Right.
Yes.
Whether he's the cop.
These are the archetypes of Halloween costumes.
The scandalous celebrity.
Yes.
And whoever is the big name from a big blockbuster film.
Oh, and the recently dead guy.
Ooh, the recently dead guy.
Yes, recently dead guy should be on there, yes. Mm-hmm.
Recently dead guy. So we can, come up with more. We can get this done in time. If we get enough submissions, I will make up bingo sheets for everybody. Yeah.
I would say there's always a ninja, no matter what like the party theme is.
Yeah. Well,
somebody always wants ninja to be a ninja. Pirate.
You don't always know there's a ninja.
You got to look at the corners. You got to watch very, very carefully.
Okay. So, so this year, what were our big movies? What are we going to see?
It's definitely going to be Avengers. A lot of the Avengers, especially with the kids, but also for the adults, too. But here's the thing. It's really funny. We got the spirit. We actually got a paper catalog. Ooh, in addition to the online. But it's so funny, they have the kids set for the Avengers. So they have Hulk, which, is pretty cool looking, Thor, mm-hmm. Captain America, Iron Man. And I swear, whatever kid is like the geek of the group gets stuck with the stupid Hawkeye costume.
The Hawkeye kids costume
looks terrible. It looks terrible.
The Hawkeye costume, which is really, really, really close to the District 12 costume from
from the Hunger Games.
Well, now, what's funny is if you flip that page to the adult Avengers costumes, There is no Hawkeye because
no grown-up is going to be dumb enough.
I've seen the Hawkeye.
They don't have one in this ad.
They don't have one in this particular one.
Oh, okay.
It was just pretty crazy. But it was just sort of like, it was like, oh, what kid is going to want to be that one? No one's going to buy that one.
They do have have Hunger Games outfits in there, which mm-hmm. is just dumb. It's just because they're just... It's
just basically a polo shirt.
It's a polo shirt.
Yeah, with the number 12 and 11.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I could carry a bow. I could carry a bow.
What about the dead one? Just go as a zombie.
Well, see, the thing, we have a party that we're going to about in the middle of October, and it's a theme. They always do a theme every year.
Yeah.
And so zombies is the theme this year.
Ah.
But if you think about it, you could be anything and just be a zombie there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So that could be pretty
fun. Recently dead guy.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing the zombie walk this year again, and it's going to be recently dead guy.
Yeah, that was really fun. We did that on roller skates last year, so that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so zombie anything, which I think is fun.
Mm-hmm.
One of our friends is going to be a zombie, so black and yellow. And I'm like, black that's so freaking clever. Yeah, that was a good one. So, but there'll be lots of honey. What else are we going to see a lot of?
Spider-Man, Batman.
Yeah.
Those are going to be big. What about
X-Men First Class people? Have you seen any costumes for those?
No.
Isn't that kind of,
Was
it last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was last year.
That was last year.
But even so, there's just not a lot of that. And there's a lot of sort of furry stuff I'm seeing around, too.
What is it? Furry is fun?
Furry
does it say?
Is fun. I think
it says
in the
spirit catalog.
Female
fox. Furry is fun.
Furry is fun. So it's all those like furry boots and furry hats and furry, like there's one where you can be the Care Bears, and that's becoming like the thing, I guess.
Yeah, it's one of the recent things. One of the ones I saw, I was looking through them, it's like LMFAO. The group.
Really?
Yes.
Because all you need is that fro and
they've
crazy
got like
outfit.
Four costumes out from LA.
Wow.
Oh, that's great. I thought it was hilarious.
So someone's going to have the dancing hamsters, right?
Oh, I hope so.
Someone's got to have the dancing
hamsters. Oh, I hope so. A battle. Dance battle.
Dance battle?
Yeah, between LMFAO and the ramps.
Jesus.
Oh, come on. That'd be great.
Jesus, really? Or are we that bad a country?
And then you get
You know what else we might get?
What might else we get?
I can watch you do that for a while, just letting you know.
Stop. Anyway.
A couple of new ones I saw this year. American Horror Story.
Whoa. Dude, that's creepy.
Like what?
The rubber suit guy and the maid.
Well, the rubber suit guy, there's kind of always been that suit out there. Whether or not people wore it for Halloween is a different story.
Yeah.
That suit's kind of always been out there.
Yeah, but the maid, sex maid. Oh, yeah.
Well. We're gonna probably also see a lot of Adventure Time because all you really need is like the shirt and the pants, and you can get all the extra stuff that go with it for Adventure Time. So I think we'll see a lot of that too.
We're still going to have brown coats.
Oh, yeah.
Not at every party.
10 years later.
But, yeah. You know, 10 years, right?
Oh, man.
See, we should just
pour a little off the homies.
We should just now be getting the movie because the show should just have gone on the air like a year ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn it.
And it's like 90 bucks, but there's this really cool Ted. That would be funny to be around.
You'll write
beside in the thing in the costume the whole time. That's the thing I don't get about the furry fandom is being in that costume the whole time.
Well, they get used to it. They really, yeah. really have to.
Speaking of being someone completely different, if no one can see you at all, you get to be whoever the hell you want
That's
to.
That's true.
So. Yeah. Willard as well. Oh, Wilford. Sorry.
I was like,
yeah.
Willard.
Willard. Wilford.
So we're going to like have rats change dancing around? Going to have Ben cool. with him?
Wilfords have been costumed.
There were a few Wilfords at DragonCon.
Yeah,
Con.
There were.
One good one and the rest not so much. But yeah, someone's going to be.
In a dog suit.
Now, are they going to bring around Elijah Wood with them? Is that going to be the buddy who just wears his...
That'd be cool. Not even holding the leash, because yeah, that wouldn't fly.
Carrying around the bong? Excuse me, water pipe? Sorry. Right. Sorry, government.
With the blacked out eyes.
The coffee cup. Cabin in the woods.
Excuse me, the cabin in the woods.
Right. Okay.
Because that does import it.
Yeah, I've seen some NASCAR ones.
There's always people that wear their NASCAR gear, their coat, their hat and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm part of the pit crew. No,
no, you're not.
No, Jimmy, that's what you wear every Saturday night.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
The hell is that
supposed to be? You go to Cullen's Cove.
I don't get it.
Which is a delightful location. It really...
Sure. We've never been there.
It's no Capital Ale House. That's for damn sure. It's a watering hole, sir. Mm. Out in the Northern Neck. How's that for you?
I have not been there.
I've made commercials for them quite often. Once upon a time.
Yeah.
Once upon a time.
Okay. What else do we think we're going to see?
Once upon a time.
Yeah.
We actually caught up on Once Upon a Time.
Yeah,
duh. Uh-huh, yeah,
that
duh.
We forgot that.
We certainly did. But I would think that with the advent of... Advent?
Yeah.
Advent. Of all the Snow White stuff that's happened this year,
yeah.
you're going to get some sexy Snow Whites yeah. and some possibly serious... I can't wait for someone to pull out the stops and be the creepy witch Sigourney Weaver version from that Snow White. That was creepy.
Mm.
Someone should do that. But yeah, you're gonna have a resurgence of that. Now that the norms are up on it, we're going to start to see people that you wouldn't expect to be as Doctor Who.
Well... it's funny that you kind of bring that one up. I'm going to actually help my friend's kids. They're all going to do a Doctor Who theme.
Oh, really?
So the one, there's two of them that are in the fifth grade. One's going to be the TARDIS. We're going to get, you know, a box and paint it the TARDIS. The other girl's going to be Amy. And so that's pretty much, you know, plaid, shirt, skirt,
yeah.
boots. Mm-hmm. Easy enough. Red wig. You wouldn't necessarily know her if she was by herself, but you'll know her like with the group.
Yeah, the big command.
The boy is going to be the Doctor, Matt Smith's Doctor. And the other girl is going to be a weeping angel.
Nice.
Oh.
And the little baby's going to be a Dalek.
Let's see, that's just awesome.
That's just...
So it is going to be
actually,
really cool.
The little
I'm
baby,
help them put
you
that
could make
together.
It the sonic screwdriver.
That's just a blue light on the hat or something?
You're carrying them around, and if you point it the wrong way, it will go off.
Well,
it's like... A 1.5, so it kind of can walk and stuff. So it's like older than a baby. I say
okay.
a baby,
it,
but it's
okay.
like
it.
But yeah,
we
so
all
I'm gonna help them
down
go
here.
All Doctor Who. So that's gonna be really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Do we have any idea what we're doing?
No,
I know. Not that we're doing this whole show. It's like, well, Jesus, what the hell am I gonna
well,
do?
Well, that's why we're doing the show now. So we
I know, right?
Ideas.
We're gonna come up with
well,
ideas.
The nice thing about being a geek is that you know, if we had to, we've got a lot of just plain costumes. Like I've got Supergirl, I've got
come
a flipper,
yeah.
I've got
yeah.
like steampunk. We could do. We've got pirate. I mean, like we've got our share of backup costumes should we need. But it is always nice to do something. It's like you want a new outfit for the first day of school, and you want a new Halloween costume.
Oh
every
yeah,
year.
Yeah. I would love to be able to put together a good. A good Nick Fury costume. That's the next costume I'm putting together. Is
okay.
a good Nick Fury.
Okay.
So.
We have enough black clothes. You just need an eye patch.
David Hasselhoff, Nick Fury?
No. More Marvel comic.
How am I racist?
No, I'm just kidding. He can't be Samuel.
What? How was that racist?
Well, he'd have to be.
I'm so glad I got that one.
He'd have to be David Hasselhoff.
Yesterday.
He couldn't be Samuel L. Jackson's Nick Fury. You automatically jump to the white
I'm also
Nick Fury.
Not shaving my head. That's why.
So, David Hasselhoff's Nick Fury?
Okay.
Wow. If you let the story
withdrawn,
finish,
withdrawn.
The
withdrawn.
Things you learned, dear
withdrawn.
God.
So, that's... And
I was thinking because he's not cool enough to be the comic or Samuel L. Jackson Nick Fury.
Oh, screw you, too. Thank you very much.
The hell voice was that?
I don't know. It's one of those.
This is my David Hasselhoff Nick Fury. Hello.
That's exactly what...
And I have my own security company.
Yes, you were saying. Oh, is that my drink? Thank you for bringing
yeah.
that back.
Yeah.
Now, if we were doing zombies, so are you going to break out the makeup?
course.
And I know how to do it. I mean, because when we were doing the zombie walk last year, my friend who actually does some professional stuff showed like with the liquid and the, you peel it and all the different things. So yeah, maybe.
Because, you know, when we were kids, we always had like the cheap plastic costumes with the full face mask that you had to wear all the time. And if you wore glasses,
we
they fogged over.
Doing
I loved
makeup.
It when I got older. My mom's like, well, hey, look, there's this makeup stuff. And, you know, made me these truly terrifying creatures.
Yeah.
Oh, love that shit, man. That's the good stuff. You won't find that on your sexy stud finder costume. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Not at all.
Hey, do you have to worry about getting makeup? I can't hear anything.
That doesn't matter. I can hear you.
Do you worry about getting makeup on other people's costumes?
Do I worry about it? I don't worry about it in the slightest.
Well, the whole transfer thing. I mean, if you're wearing just makeup on the face.
No, you do have to be careful.
You
with
really
it.
Do.
You do.
Because if you're going to be in a situation where you're going to be sweating a lot, makeup kind of does smear a little bit. So, you know the environment you're going to be in. If you're going to be in a hot environment, the Wilford costume may not be the best idea in the world.
Probably, you know, unless your party's outside.
Yeah.
Which case, you're the only smart one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, you're the clever person. I don't like costumes like that. You know, I don't like the full face masks anymore. There used to be some really cool ones because that's where you got the really scary masks.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't.
We wear glasses, so it's really a pain in the keister for us. And I'm not buying contacts for just, you know.
A day.
Well, you can get the disposable ones.
Yeah, that's what I'm actually thinking about doing. I'm actually thinking about getting the disposable ones when I do the Nick Fury for Dragon Con next year.
Okay.
So.
You're going to get like a lens that has an eye patch on it? What are you doing?
For the other eye.
Oh, the one. Oh, okay.
The other eye.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. I do have two of them, you know.
I'm aware of that.
I'm wearing double eye patches.
Best costume ever.
The blind Nick Fury.
Okay, I think I ask this question every year, but I have to ask again. Why does no one go with Santa Claus?
It's hot in that suit.
They do Wilfred. They do full furry outfits.
Well, if you're
why would anyone want to be Santa Claus?
Zombie because Santa Claus. Evil Santa Claus.
People will sit on your lap.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And ladies, here's the time to make sure that you're on my nice list.
Yeah. No.
Funny, best way to do it is to go by my naughty list.
Who wants to be on the nice list? I mean, seriously.
Ho, ho.
Ho.
So it's good time.
The nice girls.
Because as a kid, if you're brilliant, think about this. As Santa, you have to carry around the big toy sack. You have this huge, ginormous, give me tons of candy. I'm Santa. I'm supposed to be carrying this ginormous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The pillowcase, yeah.
No, you have to get the
sack. She wants the big.
Wow, yeah, stop it, God. Stop it, stop it, stop it.
Sorry.
You're bad.
Oh, no, I'm not sorry.
Bad. No, you really are.
I'm not
so,
sorry.
So, are we going to, like, specific zombies to take an existing costume and be a steampunk zombie?
Yeah, I think so. Or maybe Supergirl steampunk Boba Fett zombie.
How the hell would you know? How the hell would you know?
What?
Steampunk Boba Fett zombie.
Okay, you're just mixing too many of them together.
I know, I'm just being silly.
What the hell
but
is the point of
you'd have to have a piece of the helmet missing.
You can't really do the whole blender idea of it, of taking like four really cool things.
Steampunky Brewster
and
zombie.
Zombie Steampunky Brewster.
Yeah, no. You can't take the blender idea. You really can't. You
no, but I think we're
going to
pick
together.
Somebody dead, funny dead, maybe.
Okay.
The funny dead.
Funny
Phyllis
dead.
Diller? Going to go with Phyllis Diller?
Oh, no.
Ooh, what about zombie lamb chop? No one would see that coming.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Zombie Syphil and Ollie. Sorry. I'm just so happy that they're back on. I'm so happy that they're back.
They're undead.
I've missed Syphil and Ollie so damn much. All right, so what the hell else do we need to say about costumes? What do we need to do? What are some helpful tips for costumes when you're looking for them?
Know your weapons.
Okay.
If you're going to have props, make sure that they can be, you know, they can be safe, they can be the right ones.
You don't get arrested.
You don't get arrested.
Don't
actually use real firearms.
If a cop asks you what that is, tell him
don't
that it is a
for
fake
it to
weapon.
Show him.
Do not reach to show. Do not reach to open your coat to show.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, officer, it is Halloween and I have a toy gun. You can examine it if you'd like. I will not move in the slightest while you do.
Good call.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. And if you go outside, make sure your costume can be seen.
Yes.
If you're going out as a ninja and you're playing at night,
Your job to watch out for the cars.
Yes.
I'm saying you should carry a light-up sword that you use when you walk from place to place in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just to be safe because people will freak out.
A lightsaber doubles as a flashlight.
Yeah, that's not a glow stick. This is a glow stick. And I still didn't bring the damn lightsaber over.
You're just an evil guy.
I'm bad, man. I'm bad.
And speaking of the makeup running and stuff, you know, have some makeup. Because ladies, you know to touch up makeup. Guys may not know as much or want to admit that they do. But you need to touch up makeup. It's going to have to happen. So have some extra.
Pictures will be taken throughout the course of the night. So, you know, make sure that you're camera ready in your costume.
And make sure that your costume can last more than 2 hours. You know, if you're going to wear the if you're going to wear the 6-inch sexy heels, I don't care if you are a guy or a girl, they're going to hurt.
And I don't want to see you just walking around holding them later.
Yeah, nope. You got them, you better put them on.
By God, if you're going to dress as Jason Voorhees, you're going to keep the hockey mask on the entire time.
Yep.
Well, how do you drink a beer? Through a straw?
Then you should have thought about that before you decided on your costume.
That's why we're planning now.
You can't break character the whole time, right?
Nope. How can you break character? Come on. That's ridiculous. You're supposed to be acting out there, folks. Come on, let's get this shit right. Let's get it right. So pick good costumes, pick breathable materials, know what you can wear, okay? Yeah.
And like try it all out ahead of time.
Yes, wear everything ahead of time, make sure it all works together and that you're going to be comfortable.
Stop and think about what you're going to wear, and do you want to also wear the Avengers costume that you know everyone else is going to wear?
Mm-hmm. I was also going to say the sizing on stuff that you buy online can be a little bit tricky.
Yes.
So you should and sometimes it's really hard to tell what the fabric actually. It's definitely going to be like cheaper than you think it's going to be.
Things not found in nature. It's right. Like, yeah. You know,
every now and then you'll luck out and you'll find something like your steampunk coat and a couple of things that you can get. But if you're ordering something online, look at the reviews. And also, a lot of times they'll have measurements that will equate to. They won't just say small, medium, and large. Nope. You start to know a brand like Leg Avenue or some of the Spirit Halloween ones all sort of follow the same size. You know a medium's going to be the right one.
Mm-hmm.
But you just, you know, at least now you probably have enough time if you ordered something now that you could send it back or you could take it to the store and exchange it if you needed to.
And if you're going to order online or even to go buy a new costume, yes, the closer you get, all the popular ones are going to be purchased.
Yeah.
And you're going to find yourself scrambling around.
The bottom of the barrel.
I'm crazy under the desk bag.
And you're going to tape peeps to your shirt and call yourself a chick magnet.
See? Yeah. See? And you know, oh, God, no.
Serial killer with the boxes of cereal.
You know how bad it is to have peeps on you after 2 hours? Walking around a sweaty, high, smoky room. Ah, what a peep. Oh, my God. It tastes like Marlboro's. Yeah. Jesus. That's just disgusting.
New flavor.
I'm just, well, ugh.
Want to quit smoking? Marlboro peeps.
When did they make dingy gray peeps? When did that happen?
Really?
Way to end the show. Really blend dingy
and,
gray peeps.
Oh, and by the way, if you're going to go out to a party, one, designated driver, and two, don't get tore up. I mean, nobody really wants to see the drunk pirate with a real bottle of rum. You know,
I mean,
getting stupid.
I don't think I could in good conscience tell people not to get torn up if they want to. You know,
well,
it's your prerogative.
Don't get stupid.
But like, try to drink some water, drink some Advil along the way so that you don't. Because hangovers can really suck and really like.
Oh,
you can have like 10 hours of hangover for like 3 hours of fun. So, I mean, I've been there, but still, you know, go as hard as you want to. But
and somebody will take a picture of you and put you on Facebook.
Yes, they certainly will. And may I remind you that whether you bought a new costume or you went hardcore and rented one, you don't want to puke on your costume, man. So,
no.
Or anyone else's.
Maybe. But you don't want to puke on yours. You definitely don't.
Don't puke on your own costume.
You know, you're going to use it again at some point, and you, especially if you find a really cool one. And you, it doesn't come out of suede very well, is basically what I'm trying to say. Okay? So plan. Get it done.
That's what
right.
Billy Flynn is wearing. All suede.
Yep.
Head to toe.
Mm.
If it was socially acceptable, I could wear suede everywhere. Everywhere I possibly could.
Use your suits abound.
You're damn right.
Wow.
Disco Stew says. So thank you for dropping by for GOD's weekly episode 171. GOD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Make sure you come by Facebook, Twitter, the forums.
And you should share with us in those what Halloween costumes you're going to wear.
Yeah, and we are accepting applications for the thing, for the bingo. So come on, come up with your ideas. What costumes do you always see at parties? I guess spooky ghost. Spooky ghost!
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
And drop us a note, won't you? Podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinch, the Solid Geek Radio Daily.com. Or, of course, send us a voicemail to
510-GRD-CREW.
Where is that again now?
510-GRD-CREW.
One more time because it's awesome.
510-GRD-CREW.
We will see you at a swink.
What do you think?
It stinks.
Well, how do you guys say goodbye?
Oh, I had to ask.
Oh, hey!
Hey, Chris, there you are.
Dude, your costume is incredible, man.
I know.
Have this beer.
Thank you.
I saved it for you.
Thank you. Hey, what are you supposed to be, buddy?
Hut one, hut two, Alakazam, I'm fantasy football.
That is awesome.
Hey, hey, Lady Gaga's pretty cute.
God, my one friend here is the play on word nerd. This is a complete disaster.
Party till the sun comes up.
Sorry, Team Jacob.
Hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick.
All right, my friend. Don't tell Raggedy Ann.
I won't.
Stay thirsty, my friend.
See, here's the first decent costume I've seen all night. A slut.
I'm a sexy squirrel.
And I've got wood.
Look at your cuffs. Now back at me. Back at your cuffs. Now back at me.
Mm-hmm. And you can run and tail that home, boy.
You are so dumb. For real. Oh, God, another shirtless douchebag.
Hey, what are you supposed to be, man?
I'm a fireman, man. Come on. I had a shirt on, but there's a fire, and I actually got torched up in the fire. Yeah,
whatever, jabroni.
Where the hell is Raggedy Andy?
He's out smoking on the patio.
Ew, gross. You have a weird wiener. It, like, hurts to the left.
Shirtless dudes and scandalous celebrities. This is like a Perez Hilton wet dream.
Chuck a man sick can on the Taruk.
La 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 la.